Birding by Numbers, GOB 29. What's listing all about? A recent listing debate on my county internet mailing group was prompted by my revelation that a flyover lapwing had taken my garden list to 50. Of course, this is pretty poor for watching a coastal county garden for a dozen years, until you realise that mine is a patch of patio pots plus a pond in a tiny scrap of urban concrete. My garden would, in my youth, have been called a yard, an enclosed outside area too small and shabby to be graced with the title of garden. However, yard, for our transatlantic cousins, simply means your garden, be it a quarter acre or 10 hectares. When I moved into my bungalow, most of this small outside space was crazy paving. Just one very narrow border and a pond where the rockery grew anything. Half of the space was taken up by our garage roof, which is sunk into the space slightly downhill from the house. We fenced this in, tiled it, and started to cover it with large pots of shrubs and flowers. Over the last decade, we've enlarged the pond and pulled up as much of the paving as we can, so it's pretty space now, about the size of a large sitting room, and jam-packed with plants. We also have a bird bath, trays, a dozen hanging feeders and fat balls, so despite its size, it's an important feeding station, thanks to Jacoby Jane, throughout the winter. It has taken nearly 12 years. It has taken nearly 12 years to build up the number and variety of bird species from the feral pigeons and house sparrows that we inherited. Sadly, there is half the number of house sparrows now, never more than 6 together, but we have had counts of 25 goldfinches vying for the feeders all at once, as many as 20 collar doves, and good numbers of blackbirds, starling, robins and other common garden birds. Probably around 30 species have visited, including those that have been red-letter days for me, such as the odd red wing, one brambling and a couple of siskins. A few species would be the envy of many people for the A few of the species we've seen would be the envy of many people with proper gardens, like the time when Maggie spotted 4 white storks circling high above the town one hot day when she was sunbathing. Last week, after a lot of snow, ringneck parakeets were at our peanuts, and not for the first time. On another autumn day, we had no less than 5 firecrests all at once. Pretty good seeing that in 12 years, we've had just 1 goldcrest. A few years back, a Tristis race chiffdaff stayed in my yard for 3 months, making a living from the patio pots, and even once sitting 2 feet from my nose on the office window ledge. But in all those years, I've never had a woodpecker, a nuthatch, a redpoll, and only once have we played host to some long-tailed tits, let alone a coal tit. Last spring, we added another level to the house by converting the loft. From my new office window, I can now look down the valley, albeit an urban one, that is used by migrants, so flocks of field fares poured through last autumn, adding another to my list. I'm hoping for great things from now on, now that I've got a view. Of course, watching your garden is something any birder takes for granted, and I'd be very surprised by any birder who could not remember whether any particular species had turned up in their backyard, regardless of whether they keep a list. And this is how the debate went. Wasn't it good enough just to enjoy what you see? Surely listing is just a nerdy activity for sad anoraks of the birding community. It's brilliant for me, for just for once, I straddle this particular fence. I do not if it would come again and start that. I do not really feel that strongly about listing as an issue. I keep a garden list, a county list, a UK list and a world list. Whenever I visit another country, I create a new list. This practice was defended by some of the mailing group as an aid memoir. This may be true for a minority, but if, like me, you're obsessed with birds, then you too will remember every new bird you've seen and where you saw it. Even on those days when the senior moments crowd out memories of anniversaries, what the day of the week is, or even my own name, I could still tell you what I saw on a day out in Malaysia 2 decades ago. A few people in the group defended listing as a useful tool for measuring the changes in avifauna over time, or some other high-blown scientific reason, which I don't really buy either. Yes, there is a point to wade or wildfowl counts, or the constant monitoring of a particular site, but that's really a very different activity to listing. Listing was definitely under attack, saddos who can't see the wood for the trees. Well, anal retentive activity or what? I leave it to you to decide, but for myself, I don't really care. Listening seems to me to be almost hardwired into the human, or at least the male, psyche. I see no harm in it, even when the lists are plain daft like bog birds, those seen from your own or any other lavatory, or TV lists, birds seen on telly that are incidental to the programme. Mind you, I admit that I had one fun year competing with a US friend of mine. He saw what he could spot at the Open Golf in Sandwich, and I tried to see what I could spot at the Masters in Augusta. I have to say he won by a mile, because although there were far more birds singing in Georgia, he managed to ID every song he heard. My tin ear dipped them on them all. My lists are for my enjoyment, especially on a dark November night when I'm going through my world list, trying to rearrange it in line with the current taxonomy. I have to say I do not like competitive listing. For a few years, three friends and I regularly compared year lists, and I found being in competition, win or lose, actually rather diminished the joy. After this discourse, you probably guess where I was today, out trying to build my year list. I got off to a good start this year, getting 100 ticked off before the end of January, compared to my year total in 2011 of 150. I really, really must get out more. Then the weather, the consequent arthritic upsurge, intervened. Today was my first non-shopping outing in over a week, but all I managed was to add Skylark for the year. There was a nice flock of about 20 grubbing through the cow-churned mud at a spot where I usually see corn buntings. Why year list? Well, for me it's a nice focus. Hones up your ID skills and revitalises the inherent beauty of even the most mundane birds. Maggie enjoys the hunting aspect of it too. She says it turns the everyday into the stonking. On December the 31st, she says, it's just another chaffinch. But see one on January the 1st and you can punch the air in triumph. That's that.